Council will come to order.
Leaders in Cedar Rapids may have the most unique city council backdrop in Iowa, a newly restored 75-year-old mural depicting the opening of the Midwest. Three other walls of the wraparound mural remain painted over. Now a city landmark, fundraising has started to restore the back wall this year, according to Sandy Fowler.
We have sometimes long council meetings, and it is really nice to have our audience to have something to cast their eyes upon, as you mentioned. There is a lot to look at, just, you know, the individual pictures, but also what the story is being told.
From Missouri Valley to Dubuque, more than 40 murals went up, mostly in post offices, showing Iowa in the 1930s. After finishing American Gothic, Grant Wood headed one of the New Deal art programs and even supervised mural installations at Iowa State University's library.
To me, they give us a picture of what it was like to live in Iowa in an extremely grim period.
Leah Rossin DeLong is a curator and art historian, and she worries about post office murals if the Postal Service continues to close offices.
These New Deal art programs produced a burst of creativity in the state of Iowa that has just simply never been equaled.
Two murals have been destroyed at the Hamburg Post Office and the State Fair, where the secretary didn't like it and had it removed, saying the mural wasn't art, it was WPA. All of the artists have died, but Leah interviewed several for a book, including Lee Allen of Muscatine. He created the post office murals in Emmitsburg and Ottawa.
I built a big frame and put it in my garage out in Coralville, where we lived. Mm-hmm. And I painted that by pulling it outdoors and painting it with good light, and then at night push it back in the garage again.
One of the important things about the New Deal art program was to preserve the skills of artists, of American artists, because no art being bought. People just simply didn't have that kind of money.
Thousands of artists were hired to produce prints, including a collection of lithographs and etchings rediscovered in a flooded building at the University of Iowa. They're being examined at a Chicago conservation lab in anticipation of a WPA art exhibit.
Most of the narrow side roads belong to a different world.
It was in 1938 when the Federal Writers Project published a travel guide of Iowa, including 17 different tours. This passage describes Grand Junction.
Chickens, ducks, geese, sometimes pigs, wander along the roadside or scuttle out of the way ahead of the car. Nearly every farmyard has a windmill, often vine-covered.
The WPA Guide to 1930s Iowa is still available online.
Everybody working in this town, and it's worth me night and day.
A former janitor at Iowa State University performed this song, the WPA Blues, in 1936.
Everybody working in this town, and it's worth me night and day.
Big Bill Brunze was a blues legend who saw the misery of the 1930s as inspiration for his music. The nation responded to the Depression with massive spending on infrastructure and programs to upgrade the lives of Americans, investments that are still paying off in Iowa 75 years later. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.
Yeah, that crew from that WPA.